Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman out on the road today in the studio, Sierra Doctor and Randy Conan. Crop Watch starts today's program brought to you by Veristo Herbicide from BASF, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Proceed, Prairie Industries, and Bayer Crop Science. We are in Christine, North Dakota, talking with Bayer Customer Business Advisor Adam Sipp. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on here today. You're putting in some plots.
We got a corn plot going in. Most of the corn is wrapping up here, so I think this is our last one for this DeKalb rep. We're going to put about 10 to 12 of our current and new hybrids and just see how each of them stacks up in this area against each other.
How's it been going getting things in the ground?
Really good and then slow. We've been catching rain, seems like every 3 days. This one, I think we had to reschedule. This is probably the fourth or fifth time now, I think.
Timing this year, we've heard compared to last year, maybe sitting a little bit better anyway.
Definitely ahead of schedule compared to last year, behind the average, you could say, but the first half of May, we really don't make much GDUs, so the second half of May is where you stack up GDUs, and then especially the summer is where we can make up for late planting, so a lot of optimism.
And things producers should have in mind right now?
Get pre-emerges on, any of the soybeans that you put on, or corn even, if you've got some problem fields, definitely get those on, don't wait. And then be checking emergence as things do come along. Love to catch rain once everything's in and maybe fix a few mistakes or whatever and get things going on a good start. Definitely start thinking about weed control. There's wheat that we're going to have to spray here end of the week already.
Anything else we should touch on before we let you go?
Just be safe and, yeah, give me a call if you need anything.
All right. Well, Adam Sipp joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. Crop Watch continues. We are